Recent advances in AIDS prevention and vaccine research have coincided with a plunge in world economies. It's resulted in a rethinking of how to fund AIDS-related programs and reduced spending in many cases. The Obama administration and Congress are currently reviewing health funding. Nobel laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu has called on President Obama to lead the world in a massive effort to expand access to treatment and rid humanity of AIDS. But with the Obama administration and Republican members of Congress sharply disagreeing on budget issues, is that possible?
Yes, definitely it is possible. In fact, Charles Holmes, medical officer with the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief and the Obama Global Health Initiative, has said publicly that we can get to 6 million people on treatment by 2013, and we can do that within the current level of resources.
Dr. Paul Zeitz is a senior policy advisor at Keep a Child Alive, a foundation begun by entertainer Alicia Keys. The former head of the Global AIDS Alliance says 6 million would be about 2 million more than currently receive treatment. Studies have shown that antiretroviral drugs do much more than lower the amount of HIV in a person's body.
We have new data, new scientific data generated by U.S. taxpayers through NIH that show that treatment is prevention as well. So that if you're on life-saving AIDS medicines, you actually drop your viral load to zero and you stop spreading the virus.
Zeitz says getting more people on treatment saves both lives and money in the long run. PEPFAR officials say the program has become much more efficient in recent years, reducing the cost of transportation of drugs and treatment itself. Recently, a Senate panel proposed reducing spending for both PEPFAR and the Global Health Initiative.
President Obama, when he ran for election, talked about putting a scalpel to the budget, meaning protect the things that work and cut out the fat. Don't do a blunt instrument. Don't cut everything. Cut the things that aren't working and protect the things that are working.
While some in Congress want to cut health spending, Zeitz says there are Democrats and Republicans who agree on HIV/AIDS.
Congress launched the first ever bipartisan congressional HIV/AIDS caucus, and both Democrats and Republicans publicly stated how this is an issue that we can all come together on.
During the Clinton administration, HIV/AIDS was declared a threat to national security. Zeitz says there continues to be a misperception that the U.S. allocates 10, 15, or 20% of the budget to foreign aid. The real figure, he says, is less than 1%, and the amount spent on HIV/AIDS and health is a fraction of that.
We are spending like $6 billion per year on programs to save millions of lives. It's a small drop in the big bucket of the budget, probably equal to a part of a wing of one aircraft that the military is producing, an F-22. It's about a half of a wing. So we're saying for half of a wing of one airplane, we can save 2 million more lives.
The Obama administration is expected to announce plans for HIV/AIDS funding as World AIDS Day approaches on December 1st. Archbishop Tutu calls it a profound opportunity. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.